From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. military says it killed three al-Qaeda operatives in a counterterrorism strike in Yemen. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemeni's capital in 2014, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government to flee to Saudi Arabia, which since has carried out a bombing campaign against the Houthis. The U.N. says more than 3,500 people have been killed and nearly 6,300 wounded in Yemen since the beginning of Saudi Arabia's campaign. The United Nations says 80% of Yemeni civilians urgently need food and medical help. At a regional summit in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa, the government of South Sudan accepted the deployment of a regional protection force. Mahbub Malim is the executive secretary of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development.
There will be a protection force for obvious reasons, you know, to protect civilian protection of the, supporting in the cantonment of the forces and other roles.
Some countries will send their chiefs of defense to help the government of South Sudan. The country is thought to be on the verge of a civil war following recent fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and his rival, former Vice President Riek Machar. The United States is on track to meet President Obama's goal of allowing in 10,000 refugees from Syria for the fiscal year ending in September. Nearly 80% of the Syrians accepted this year by the U.S. are women and children. A State Department official said the screening process, which has faced domestic criticism, is rigorous and exhaustive. This is VOA News. Officials in northern France say a fire broke out at a birthday celebration at a bar, killing 13 people and injuring six, including one who suffered a critical injury. This woman was inside the bar in Rouen early Saturday when birthday cake candles ignited the ceiling. She said, "I told my friend, let's get a spot on the terrace. I was about to sit when all of a sudden everything blew. We saw the smoke and we saw flames. The chair flew up and the window and we got scared and we stepped away." France is on edge after a string of attacks by terrorists affiliated with the Islamic State. The Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games are getting underway Saturday, a day after billions of people watched the opening on television, featuring more than 200 Olympic teams, including the first-ever team of refugees to band together and compete. As part of the kickoff festivities, a French luminographer decorated Rio de Janeiro's famed Christ the Redeemer statue to the excitement of spectators such as Diego Sulechi.
It's wonderful to see Jesus Christ alive. It's very nice. I think it's a great initiative to do this with the Olympics and everything. It's really cool.
The projections on the Jesus statue were a big tourist attraction as the Olympics get underway. In U.S. politics, at a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump criticized the U.S. political system.
It's time to change a rigged political system that works only for the insiders and to replace it with a government that serves the people. Have to do it.
The Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton told a convention of Washington African-American and Hispanic journalists she has concerns about Trump's temperament as well as many of his public statements.
When he accuses a distinguished federal judge of Mexican heritage, of not being fair, when he insults a Gold Star family of a Muslim American who served in the military, you know the list. I will stand up and call him out on that.
Surveys of American voters released this week show Trump trailing Clinton by a fairly wide margin. The presidential election will be November the 8th. And Japan marked today the 71st anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of Hiroshima that led to the end of World War II. The bombing killed around 1,040 people. Another bomb was dropped on the port city of Nagasaki 3 days later, killing an estimated 70,000. Washington argued the attacks were necessary to bring a quicker end to the war. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.